Hello everyone and welcome to Memo Live. This is a live stream that happens every Wednesday and Saturday. On Wednesdays, I don't take callers. On Saturdays, I take callers. And since today is Wednesday, the 1st of November 2023, wow, 23 is coming to an end. It feels like only like a week or so ago that 23 started, but the year is already coming to an end. Given everything that has happened this year, it seems every year pushes us towards a new low, doesn't it? But as always, there is always hope. And as long as there is hope, all is not lost. Today's live stream, I will not be taking callers. In fact, my throat is still not back to being normal. If I speak for any long duration of time, my throat starts to hurt again. So forgive me if I sound gentler than usual, if I don't, like, you know, if you have trouble hearing me, raise the volume of your device. That is not an issue. Before I begin, I will remind you that you can support this channel using the join button below by becoming a member. You can also support this channel via UPI by sending money to Vimo at UPI, V-I-M-O-H at the rate UPI. You can also support on Patreon at patreon.com/Vimo. Every time I do this, though, I'm reminded of what someone, I think it was Surya or someone who said a few weeks ago, money order kya bhejda hai ye bhi bata hi do. But yeah, I'm an independent content creator. I do this live stream about contemporary India, politics, culture, religion, etc. And your support is what keeps it going. So thank you in advance to everyone who has ever supported the show or everyone who is ever going to support the show in case I miss the opportunity to thank you later on. So let's start. I'm going to read and respond to comments today. Callers will be taken on Saturday. So everyone who's here to talk to me, come back on Saturday at 8 p.m. and we will do that. We do that on Saturdays anyway. For some reason, every Wednesday, there is someone in the chat saying, how can I talk to you directly? Saturday, kaho baat karte hain. Yeah, let's see. Hello to everyone, by the way. Jo log hi bhej rahe hain, un sabko ek one size fits all hi bhej rahe hain. I'm not going to thank every single hi separately. Surya says, my parents say that Sanskrit, not Hindi, should be used as the national language of India. Would you say that this is equivalent to a Hindi imposition? How do I point that out to my parents? I don't see the need to point out that particular thing, Hindi imposition thing. You can simply point out that it will be practically useless. Who will speak in Sanskrit and to whom and for what purpose? What exams will they be able to give in Sanskrit? If the ministers of this country come on TV and give a speech in Sanskrit, who will understand it? If we send applications to the government in Sanskrit, who will understand it? I mean, doing something simply because you have this misplaced sense of cultural pride about the language of that is Sanskrit is just bizarre. It serves no purpose. You don't even need to get to the Hindi imposition part. You can simply point out that it is practically useless. William Salabak says, hello Vimo, new subscriber, been binge watching your previous lives for 2 weeks now. Hi William, thank you for being here, much appreciated. Pre-visuals, Dragoons, Kono, hello, hi. Baki says, Apple's market in India after the spying incident. Apple's market in India, so Apple recently announced that Apple devices, iPhones are going to be made in India through Tata. So that was announced before this happened. And now this has happened. In case anyone doesn't know what is being talked about, Apple automatically sends some notifications to some users, very few political users, political and media users, saying that state-sponsored actors may be hacking into the device and getting information out of it. Apple did not name any government. So even if you want to be charitable about it, you have to assume that certain states are interested in the data of those people. That state may be the state of India. That state may be the state of Pakistan. So the government should take it serious either way. I don't know why they're not. And I'm sure you also don't know why they're not. It's a complete mystery. Surya says, don't know why, but after clicking your videos, I get the Charvak podcast. So atheism ke bare mein dono, at least the stated purpose is, their atheism is different from mine. The recommendation is should not be confusing. Dragoon says, your Hindu-atheist debate has been great. I would personally like to know the stats, like-dislike ratio of that first video related to that guy, like man was spicy. I haven't checked them out. I haven't checked out the like-dislike ratio. Like you mean on the live stream, that episode or the clip that I posted on the main channel? Let me know and I'll check it and tell you. Deepthi, thank you for the 200 rupee super chat. Deepthi says, never again means never again for anyone. Free Palestine. That is true. In fact, some of the people who have been protesting in America, Jews who are protesting in America, one of them said, ki when this happened the last time, we said never again. And we are protesting now because we want to stay true to the promise that we made to ourselves. I was pointing out the other day to, I think I was writing about it and I got it into my head that I was saying this to someone. That some time ago, when protests were happening in India against rules that seem, at least on face value, to be anti-Muslim, we found that those protests were mostly by Muslim people. And at that point of time, I remember having said on Instagram that if there is a difference between Hindutva and Hinduism, it is lost right now. And that difference, the task of making that differentiation is up to Hindus. Like Hindus have to stand up and say, no, Hindutva is not Hinduism. If they don't do it, then you cannot blame other people for thinking or saying that Hindutva and Hinduism are the same thing. I was very surprised, pleasantly surprised and pleased to note that many Jews in America and in other parts of the world also were extremely anti-Israel in the protests. They were saying that there is a difference between Zionism and being Jewish, and we are here to make that difference count. I wish we had seen that from Hindus back when anti-CAA protests were going on. We saw many protests and Hindus were part of it, but there were no Hindu protests against it saying ki not in my name. We get not in my name for other stupid shit, but this we did not get. And it was quite saddening. Krish, thank you for becoming a member. Much appreciated. Thank you. People, be like Krish, become a member. wait, where was I? Oh, wow. Okay. Sapien says, is alternative medicine like Ayurveda entire pseudoscience? Doesn't Ayurveda work at all? Ayurveda does work. But the problem is you don't know where it will work and on what and in what way. What we call evidence-based medicine is that there's a problem and you come up with a solution. You test that solution on various people under various conditions until you come to some kind of understanding about what kind of effect it is going to have on any given person. For the most part, there may still be complications, but the evidence, the medicine itself is based on evidence. Ayurveda is herbal remedies. It's gharelu nuskhe. It is things people discovered about herbs and, you know, natural substances a long time ago. But they were never tested the way we test medicines today. So if an Ayurvedic medicine undergoes the same testing regimen as modern medicine, it will be called modern medicine if it still applies. Ayurveda does have an effect. In fact, I have been telling people ki if you have a choice between homeopathy and Ayurveda, take homeopathy. At least homeopathy is useless. It won't hurt you. Ayurveda, even if taken with the best intentions, like half the things that are sold in the name of Ayurveda have the label of, you know, immunity booster in them with no studies done, no evidence behind it. right? It's just hearsay. Ayurveda, even if you take it with the best of intentions, might end up hurting you. So that is why we call it a pseudoscience. Not because it is ineffective, but because its effects cannot be like... there have been... Dr. Abby Phillips has written about this on Twitter. There have been people who have taken Ayurveda for something and later discovered that it was actually damaging their internal organs. If tests had been done, if the scientific method had been used to evaluate whether the medicine is valuable or not, those people may have taken a smaller dose or not taken it and thereby prevented the damage. Kono says, my parents took me to a Baba. He had some visitors and I saw a woman who was possessed as claimed by the Baba. I know it is dissociative identity disorder, but she was speaking in different regional languages. Kono, do you know all the languages that she was speaking in? And if you don't, how do you know she was speaking in them? A common thing that occurs in many cases is that people ramble in words that sound like a language and we think that they're speaking in another language, but it may still be gibberish. And I've spoken before about how the human mind is able to pick up, languages unbeknownst to the conscious mind, and the subconscious mind can reproduce languages with reasonable accuracy, so that a third person thinking that you never knew that language before might come to the conclusion that you're now speaking in it. For example, I do not speak Bengali. But if my subconscious mind were forced to do it, I will be able to produce a believable sounding version of it. Bernali says, is Sharia law misogynistic? Does it give equal rights for women for education and earning? In which aspect is it sexist? Why so many Muslim scholars support it? I have not studied it in great detail. You should look at you should ask an ex-Muslim like Ghalib Kamal or Haris or even many of the ex-Muslim channels in India about this. I don't know much about it. Rahul says, Surya, ask them what are the practical words in Sanskrit that can be used in everyday life and ask if Sanskrit is accessible to the working class societies. Sapien says, why don't we just accept our mythology as mythology? It just requires common sense. What is the reason behind this? We have this tendency, like, stories, human beings, human imagination is quite vulnerable in front of stories. So you hear a story and you enjoy it, and a part of you always wants to believe that it is real. And it is also aggravated by the fact that people who tell stories, writers such as myself, one of the core aspects of our work is that we need to make the story credible. We need to make it believable. So even if you're watching a film about aliens, the writer of the story will try to make this aliens as believable as possible in most cases. So what happens to these stories that you watch in a cinema hall? You go in for 2 hours, you sit there laughing, crying, believing with all your heart that what you're seeing is real. And when you come out, you're okay, you go out. But apply that same logic to stories that were told a few thousand years ago and have been told to your parents and their parents and their parents and their parents. These become generational stories. And our ability to snap out of them, the way we snap out of a story after we exit the cinema hall, that ability is degraded. So we have greater trouble thinking of ancient stories as stories. And we frequently confuse them with history. I have more than one video about this on my main channel. One is called Mythology is Not History. Another one is about, like, one of the very first videos on my main channel was about hero phobia and about how Netflix's series Leela is not Hindu phobic. There are 3 or 4 videos. The presentation is very stilted because I was sitting in front of the camera for the first time. But I think those have my views on this matter. Kono says, what could be the explanation behind this? I can tell the Bihari lady was fluently speaking Gadwali and Kumaui, knowing both the languages. I told you, you don't know what her level of exposure to those languages was, right? Maybe she had heard those languages before in her life and she was reproducing them. The subconscious mind absorbs a lot of information, and in moments of duress, when the conscious mind is not at work, it can create believable sounding facsimiles of the languages that it has absorbed. It is quite a well-known phenomenon. You can read about it. Prathik says, what do you think about Periyar and his atheism? Can you explain the misconceptions in this revolutionist? I don't know much about Periyar, honestly. I know that he was a social justice, leader. And I do need to read more about him. We had a couple of guests last week who were huge supporters of Periyar. One of them said that he was a follower of Periyar on account of the fact that Periyar was a huge believer in the equality of genders. So that's what. I will read more about Periyar, and when I do, you'll find out more. Daily and Daily, how's it going? Hi, Daily and Daily. Thank you for asking. It's going okay. Rahul Kurup is also asking about my throat. Rahul, my throat appears to be working fine, but if I speak for a long duration of time, the jalan returns. Right now, I'm okay. I'm speaking a little slowly because of it. And if I experience jalan, this live stream might come to an end sooner than expected. Wangdi, thank you for the 200 rupees. Wangdi says, sir, recommend some good books. I like books of Richard Dawkins, Carl Sagan, Yuval Harari. Wangdi, I have a book page at amazon.in/shop/vimo. amazon.in/shop/vimoh. Visit it and I have a lot of books listed there. There are even books about science and atheism nicely categorized. You can check those out. I will be adding more books to it. Right now, I wanted to share this with you guys. I'm reading this thing. It's called A Record of Buddhistic Kingdoms. It's a translation of Fahian's writings when he was traveling through India and Sri Lanka. I think this book I will finish by tomorrow. After that, I intend to start with a book on Ashoka. It's called Ashoka, Portrait of a Philosopher King. It's by Patrick Olivelle. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing the name right, but Patrick Olivelle is the name. Ashoka, Patrick Olivelle. These are the two books that I'm reading right now. Uske baad ek aur hai. Matlab basically, pichle kuch dino pehle, I went out of control and I went on a shopping spree and I ordered a bunch of books. I also got this one. Sanskriti, Varchaswa or Pratirodh by Purushottam Agrawal. I was very impressed by the dedication in front of it. Apparently, his brother did not agree with him. So, he has written a dedication. Swargiya Bade Bhai Lakshmi Narayan Agrawal ki smriti mein, jo is pustak ko chhapi dekh jitane prasanna hote, padhkar utane hi kupit. I think I might write such a dedication about some of my family members. In addition to that, I also finished the audiobook Confronting Capitalism by Vivek Chibber, and I am right now in the middle of the audiobook. So my audiobook consumption happens during my morning walks and reading happens in the afternoon or the evening. So right now the audiobook I'm going through is Techno-Feudalism. It's a book recommended by Meghnad. So these are the books I'm going through right now. Whenever I finish, I'll tell you more about it. Webhav says, Vimo, appreciate your honesty and attitude. I would like to know, as there are certain practicing principles given by holy books of various religions, do you see such principles an atheist can follow? Yeah. And you don't need to follow any religion to follow those principles. Suppose you find a religion and you find that, hey, this thing here is actually quite good. But then you say, okay, that other thing is not so good. You can reject that thing and take the good thing. And then take another good thing from another religion and take another good thing from another religion and you can follow those. There is no reason to think that just because you follow teaching 1 to 3 from this religion, you also have to follow 4 to 6, which are terrible, right? The joy of being an atheist is that there are no rules and you can choose the rules that you want to follow, or you can choose to ignore every rule in every religion and live according to a secular standard of your own. Daily and Daily asks if I have a Discord. No, Daily and Daily, I don't have a Discord. I tried to have a Discord. It's too much work to moderate it, so I just deleted it long time ago. Brown Panic was asking about books. Already told about books. TTM says, one religious dude said, Surya says, One religious dude said that while religion can be used for bad purposes, religion can also be used for good purposes. They proceeded to give MLK as an example. What do you make of this? I agree. Religion can be used for good purposes. Many people do try to use it for good purposes. But the problem is that once you make religion a currency in society, you may be using it for good purposes. So you say, yeah, Hindu or a Muslim and good Hindu, good Muslim, let's all be that. You make it common among people, ki, okay, Hindu and Muslim are things that are there. Someone else might then come and say, you already believe in Hindu and Muslim, follow this thing. They'll find something in the sacred texts of those religions, which will be terrible. And they'll say, tum to Hindu or Muslim ko mante ho, isko hi mano fir. A better solution might simply be, just focus on the good thing that you're focusing on, right? Forget Hindu, forget Muslim, just do the good thing and be done with it. You don't need to take on the label in order to do the good thing. I was kind of sort of saying the same thing to Neo Charvak the other day also. Cloud says, hi Vimo, I have a question. If their God comes and says to you that kill a bunch of babies, then you obey this order? No. Why would this question be asked to me? I will not obey any God who says kill a bunch of babies. In fact, I would not even obey any God if the God asked me to make them Maggie. That's a different matter. I suppose making God Maggie is not a very harmful thing. Unless he's killing baby with Maggie. Srajan Verma says, have you read any Buddhist texts? No, I have read books about Buddhism and books about the Buddha. But this was close to 10 years ago and I'm trying to refresh my memory a little bit. Tanmay says, hi Vimo, love your content. Which is the best city to live in according to you? I prefer Pune. I like Mumbai, Tanmay. I like Mumbai because Mumbai is a city that lets you live your life according to your wishes. Which is not something you can say about Delhi at all. Jis shahar mein raat 8 baje bahar jaane pe log kahein, thoda carefully jana beta. Wahan pe azadi se to raha nahi ja sakta. Mumbai is a place where you can sit on a sea beach at 2 a.m. in the morning and live to tell the tale the next day. Which is not to say that Mumbai does not have any problems. This was a personal preference. I like freedom a lot. Skybot says, theist gonna say you're sick because you don't believe in God. Yeah, just point to any person who believes in God and is sick right now. COVID mein jo itne log bimar pade, sabke sab kya atheist hai? Devi Das says, reservation benefits Hindu Brahmin, EWS. Reservation also benefits Shudra, OBC. But only Dalits are subject to mockery of reservation. Why is that double standard? A double standard is called Brahminism. The double standard is called Brahminism. It is when unmeritorious people need to prove that they are meritorious, they do this. That's all. The most useless people in society are at great pains to try and prove that they alone deserve things. That is why they do this. Deepak says, can someone, while being religious, remain critical? I suppose you mean critical of religion. Yeah, there are plenty of people who are religious who are critical of their religions. There are reformers in every religion who criticize their religion for the terrible things that it does. I personally think it's a losing battle. A better way is to just, like, you cannot change a terrible system while remaining inside it. You have to come out of it. Prateek says, also, isn't the whole past glorification more frequent when the present and future are not good? I think I might go one step further and say the reason the present and the future are not good is because all our time and effort is going into glorifying the past. Dragon says, Jay Sai Deepak in a video encouraged the involvement of temples and religious sects in politics. I'm baffled not only that he's recommending it, but isn't this the norm in India, modern, otherwise? I don't know what context he was saying this in. I obviously disagree with it. I think temples are useless. I think religious sects are useless. I think politics is the pursuit of public good. There may be people who think that building a temple and maintaining a temple is part of their good, but it has no material impact on reality. And it's frankly just, it's frankly, if you're a Muslim, you will think that a mosque represents public good. If you're a Hindu, you'll think that a temple represents public good. At the end of the day, it's just subjective interpretation of your religion being good and everything else being unnecessary. टेम्पल की वजह से किसी के प्लेट पे खाना नहीं आता. इफ यू आर गोइंग टू ट्रीट अ टेम्पल एज अ टूरिज्म स्पॉट, ग्रेट, आई एम ऑल फॉर इट. पैसे बनाओ, लोगों में बांटो, लोगों का भला हो. बट टेम्पल्स प्लेइंग अ रोल इन पब्लिक पॉलिसी, आई डोंट नो वॉट ही वॉज एग्जैक्टली सेइंग, बट दैट्स वॉट आई एम टेकिंग इट टू मीन. टेम्पल्स एंड रिलीजियस सेक्स इन पॉलिटिक्स इज जस्ट, वाई वुड यू टेक क्लाउन्स एंड पुट देम इन पोजिशंस ऑफ पावर, दैट्स ऑल. Connecting artist says, is it useful to make values divine, making them non-negotiable, emotionally connected? If so, what do you think can replace religion for doing this? No, I don't think any value should be made divine. I think values should be made vital to the functioning of a society with a context provided. And if context changes and it becomes apparent that the values which are being considered vital are doing harm, then those values should be altered or abandoned. Nothing should be made divine. It just gets in the way of clear thinking. Surya says, some time ago you said that with respect to legal reform, intention matters as long as the consequences are good. Why do we need to focus on intention too? Because intention, we need to focus on intention only to the extent that it affects the actual function of a particular rule. If a rule is being made, and a rule is being, like, look at our laws right now. There are corruption laws, there are anti-corruption laws, there are agencies devoted to catching and punishing people who engage in corrupt practices. But if you only use those laws against people you don't like, and you let people who are on your side to go scot-free, even after breaking those laws brazenly, like, when will ED go to Adani's house? When will CBI chapa maru on, Adani? It never happens. But you see all these things being used against other people. Now, many of those other people may be innocent. Many of them may not be innocent. And if they're not innocent, the law should be brought to bear on them. But the intention with which we execute the law definitely matters. Right? That's what I was saying. Saikat says, why do you think Osho is so popular among some atheists? And I'm not talking about the oxymorons, aka Hindu atheists. I have seen many regular atheists who would get orgasms while listening to Osho. I have honestly never paid that much attention to Osho. Whatever floats your boat, go for it. As long as you're not being a hypocrite or, you know, acting in ways that hurt other people. Enlightened KP Para says, do you think people should have the right to die, assisted suicide, euthanasia, etc.? This is a topic that has been the subject of much discussion. I am personally of the opinion that suicide should not be criminalized the way it is right now. I think there is a case to be made for people willingly wanting to end their life because they're going through great pain. And it can be decided on a case-by-case basis. But yeah, I don't want to talk much more. I try to make it a point that I don't talk about suicide much on this show because it tends to get misinterpreted by people. The times are not good. Many people are harboring such thoughts. I don't want to add to it. So avoid questions about suicide is what I'm saying. Brown Panic says, invite Abhinav Sinha to your show. He's a Marxist with a deep understanding of the topic of caste. He also conducts workshops on YouTube on this topic. If you invite him, that would be great. I will add him to my list and take a look at it later. Study JEE says, hey Vimo, hope you have recovered from sore throat. I have watched Caste Conversation playlist and that is all I know about Indian leftism. Any books, creators, podcast recommendations? Study JEE, I already said there is a book list at amazon.in/shop/Vimo that I have prepared. You can go through it and find books. I just recommended a few books. Those are also useful. If you've missed that part, you can go back and add those books to your list. I will continue to recommend stuff. As far as podcasts are concerned, I'm going blank right now. I'm kind of not remembering any. I will make a... I'll recommend some later on. Ankit says, wish African nations also get similar public support as Ukraine and Palestine was. Disheartened when I learned about the silent genocide in Congo. That is true. I thought didn't even know about it. Had it not been for Instagram, I would never have found out about it. The world is going up in flames. We should be aware of and raise our voices against as many of these things as possible. But unfortunately, some things take up more media space and some things take up less media space. And as individuals, it is hardly ever in our control unless we make it our full-time occupation to go through the news, trawl through all of it and find out everything that is going wrong in every part of the world. I am personally of the view that even though I stand in solidarity with everyone who's suffering across the world, my primary, like the things that I can affect are local, right? Which is not to say that posting on social media about Palestine is useless. It is useful. No small part of this conflict is propaganda. And everything that we can do to bust Israel's propaganda, we definitely should. But at the end of the day, the amount of control we have over that is always going to be less than the amount of control we have over local politics. We can speak about Adani and have a tangible impact on Indian politics. We can talk about the caste census and have a tangible impact on Indian politics and thereby a tangible impact on the next election results. So don't, even while you focus on all the problems in the world, don't forget to do that. Rahul says, I just find it funny that Bhakts who are supporters of Israel forget that the RSS ideology is also inspired by Nazi Germany, which is quite anti-Israel. You expect Bhakts to understand that level of nuance? Baki says, I think Apple will not compromise with their Apple ID. Even if they do not call out the ruling government, they will notify the users. Don't underestimate the profit motive. The moment something stops being profitable, a company will always compromise. John Oliver ka jo recent episode hai chocolate ke upar, usko dekho. It's a very clear example of how capitalists function. The most important thing is always going to be profit. Why do you think Apple sent out that notification? Because Apple has a reputation to protect in countries where people buy its products. And that reputation has to do with the fact that Apple is a safe service. If that reputation is getting affected, then Apple will obviously send out a notification telling people that, see, we are doing things to protect you. It's connected with profit. If India becomes a huge market for Apple and the government of India makes it impossible for Apple to do business in India without kowtowing to its whims and fancies, then Apple will totally compromise. Twitter did compromise. Elon Musk went on record saying it's hard to do business in India without, falling afoul of government policies in India. Whenever the choice is between doing the right thing and profit, they will always choose profit. It's capitalism 101. No matter how many times, how many different kinds of, you know, responsible capitalism and corporate social responsibility, etc., they talk about, capitalism is always going to prioritize profit, even if it means supporting slavery, death, war, etc. Study J says, why do Indians support Israel while being a former colony of the British? They should be able to understand struggle, violent or non-violent, against colonialism, right? Yeah, so the kind of Indian who is supporting Israel was the kind of Indian who was licking the boots of the British back when they were dominating India. Every other kind of Indian, for the most part, understands how the colonialism works. Not every other kind of India. Most people who are supporting, Palestine, understand colonialism. The ones who don't are supporting Israel. Sapien says, Ayurveda does work for several people, I've seen. Yeah, it does. But you can never tell if it will work the same way for everyone. And that knowledge base is worthy of being built. We need to understand it better. Tests need to happen. Valkyrie, thank you for the $1.99. Vimo, 4 minute ka intro music is a bit too much. Valkyrie, wo isliye karta hoon kyunki when I start the live stream, it takes some time for people to come in, right? So main 4 minute ka intro isliye karta hoon. Ek to ye Twitch pe bhi jata hai aur Twitch pe lambe intro ka parampara hai. What I will try to do, and I can't promise this, is that after the live stream ends, 24 hours after it ends, I will cut out the part. 4 minute ka intro for the recording may sound much, but for the live stream, it makes sense. That's why I have it. Bernali says, Bernali, thank you for the 40 rupees. Is monogamy superior to polygamy? Why or why not? I don't think it has any inherently great properties compared to polygamy. As long as everyone involved in a polygamous relationship understands how things are and consents to it, I don't see anything wrong with polygamy. And not to say everyone should be polygamous, but the people who want to be polygamous should be free to be polygamous. Krish says, apparently some person informed the government, apparently some person from the government said the Apple notification was a prank. Man, I don't know how they govern by jumping to this conclusion. Of course they will say this. Let's see how, give it a couple of days. Let it clear up. Daily Undaily says, your response to Deepthi's chat was right today. I commented on Pranav's latest video and some people started saying core Hinduism values are different than other religion and whatnot. And I said people who follow religion are themselves religion. Religion is separate from its follower. What? I don't understand what you said. Are you saying religion is separate from its follower or religion is not separate from its follower? Arya Anand says, I read a criticism on the one state solution that how can we trust Arabs to coexist with Jews when we see that all the Arab countries successfully kick out other religions in their states. You can say that about Hindus also. You can say that how can we trust Hindus to live in peace with Muslims? And in fact, many people did say it in the 50s, 60s, and even the 70s. There were American scholars writing about how can we, like British writers, right before India became independent, were saying, how can we trust Hindus to remain in peace with Muslims? And they created the biggest problem by creating these fault lines. Trust the people of that region to make the decision for themselves without siding with one side and providing it weapons and monetary support to oppress the other side. If Europe and America and white people in general kept their nose out of half the problems of the world would be an infinitely better place. But no, in logo ko apna private part leke har cheez mein ghusana hai. Rishik says, Vimo, my question to you, when the corruption is so rooted in societal level and other sectors, doesn't decentralization of power get dangerous? So what reforms need to be done in complex democracy in India? It's a very complex question. But I suppose what you're asking to break down your question, corruption is rooted in societal level and other sectors. Does decentralization of power get dangerous? So you are talking about centralization. If corruption is deep rooted, does centralization of power solve anything? Right? Like I don't understand how that works. If corruption is deep rooted and one party has all the power, how does that make things better? You're assuming that that one party will be morally better than all the other smaller parties. When in fact, it is probably more true to say that if multiple parties exist, then there will be a checks and balances against each other. This party will keep an eye on that one. That party will keep an eye on this one. There will be differences among them, right? And those differences will make sure that no one party becomes too powerful. Centralization literally takes those checks and balances, cancels them out, and creates the extreme case that you are afraid of. So why you think centralization is going to solve this problem, I cannot understand. Nazneen says, I can speak fake Chinese. Yeah, so can I. And the Chinese people can speak fake Hindi. I would like you to know about Maratha reservation, maybe after some research, and do bring Meghnad as he's also Maharashtrian. I am staunchly against this because Marathas are casteist AF. Okay. Dinesh says, hi Vimo, people say that although people of their religion behave violently or suppress women, but the religion does not say it. So it is people's problems, not religions. Oh, okay. That's what that was. That is not true. You can find anti-women verses in Hinduism, in Islam, in Christianity, and in almost every religion in the world. So this statement is mostly done to save religion from criticism. Secondly, even if we assume that religion does not have it, but people are doing it, the religious book is not killing anyone. It is people who are following the religious book or claiming to follow the religious book who are doing things. So when we criticize religion, what we are mainly criticizing is the actions of people. And in this case, the actions of religious people. So I don't understand why someone would say that, like, what are you exactly in support of? That book on that shelf over there? And we should not talk about these people at all who are dying and killing in the name of that book. Do you get my point? The actions of religious people are religion in the most practical sense. And if you don't want to think of them as religion, then what are you talking about when you're talking about religion? You cannot dissociate religion from people's actions that clearly. Pre-visual says, many people are comparing women's dress and saying bad to girls who wear Western dress. Yeah, people have been doing that for a long time. And that's because one of the foundations of our modern society is patriarchy, where men try to control women in every aspect of their life. Rahul says, regarding mythology, we have massive FOMO over the fact that Western mythologies are big commercial projects compared to ours. I think that plays a role in wanting to embrace our mythologies. No, it doesn't. I'm a writer. I have written stories based on Indian mythology. Do you know who are the biggest hurdle in the rasta of doing so? These people only. Pehle bolenge, banao mythology pe story banao, filme banao, serial banao. Aur tum jaise hi banaoge, yehi log death threats bhejenge. Ye aise kaise kar diya? Tab mera response humein hota, to saale to khud likh phir. Ek to bologe likho, likha jayega. Phir bologe aise nahi likhna chahiye tha. To khud likho phir. खुद लिखो और देखो तुम्हारे साथी संगी तुम्हारे साथ क्या करते हैं. इट्स नॉट बिकॉज ऑफ वेस्टर्न प्रोजेक्ट्स. द वेस्ट हैज लाइक इफ यू आर गोइंग टू लुक एट रिलीजन देन व्हाट ग्रेट मूवीज हैव बीन मेड ऑन द बाइबल अपार्ट फ्रॉम यू नो द 10 कमांडमेंट्स बैक इन द डे. मोर रिसेंटली मोसेस एंड नोवा कम टू माइंड एंड दे वर नॉट ग्रेट हिट्स ऑन द बिग स्क्रीन. व्हाट दे आर लुकिंग एट एंड गेटिंग एनवियस ऑफ इज द फैंटेसी लिटरेचर ऑफ द वेस्ट. Right? And the West similarly looks at our love stories and, you know, social dramas and thinks, why can't we make movies like this? It's just dur ke dhol suhaune phenomenon. Neo Charvak is here. Where is he? Neo Charvak says, Namaste Pimo, what is your definition of materialism? Is materialism your primary epistemological framework? What is your definition of a religion? Neo Charvak, come on Saturday, we will talk. Gurnoor Singh says, I live in Punjab and we all had doubt about Aam Aadmi Party and they have been proving us right. They have suppressed rights many times. Today, Mr. Mann has kept titled open debate about topic about Punjab. Oh, yeah. About related to Punjab. When in reality, there were cases where people who would have questioned parties' lack of interest in solving issues were prevented from entering the debate. Further, their IT cell was actively involved in moderating comments which questioned the government free debate for all much. Yeah, ye common hai. You'll find very few political parties being open to open conversation. They will say nice things about, you know, we are open and we are cool and all that. But they will have problems actually engaging in it. So this is not surprising. Aam Aadmi Party has been for a long time called a shadow of the BJP, which is not necessarily to say that they're allied with the BJP, because the BJP does seem to be doing everything to bury that party. There have been news that Kejriwal himself might be jailed pretty soon, which is not how things should go. But it is also pretty well known by now that the so-called Anna movement was totally funded by the RSS. So there is much going on behind the scenes here that we are not seeing. William says, in your opinion, how important is a good teacher for scientific temper? I had rationalist parents and a fantastic biology teacher in 11th and 12th. Introduced our class to Dawkins at a very early age. I wish we had teachers like that. Dawkins is a great science writer. I have disagreements with him on certain other fronts, but he's a great science writer. And I hope that books by him, at least on genetics and epigenetics, are taught to younger students. Guys, गले की जलन लौट रही है थोड़ी बहुत. We are at 47 minutes. I think एक घंटा कर लेंगे आज. But उससे आगे शायद ना हो पाएगा. हमसे ना हो पाएगा. Nazneen says, current news is just another example of what religion does to people. If we quietly live our lives out, we are not helping to clear out this nonsense. That's true. Surya says, do you sometimes, knowing that AI could replace millions of jobs, think that we should ban AI? There are people who hold that view. I am not one of them. I think that AI in the hands of corporations is definitely going to replace plenty of jobs. And that is definitely something I do not look forward to. But AI in the hands of individuals is going to make life easier for many people. AI in the hands of an artist might make the process of making art easier for the artist. AI in the hand of researchers might make research easier. AI in the hands of doctors might make their work easier. There are potential use cases of AI which can be beneficial to a large number of people. There are also use cases of AI where corporations, in order for, again, profit, use AI to create large-scale unemployment, which is, the familiar old capitalist thing. They always try to drive wages down so that profit margins may increase. For that purpose, AI is bad. AI in itself is just a tool. Creator Tesla says, I have a nephew growing up in RSS ideology and I have no idea how to get him out of that mindset. Expose your nephew to other ways of thinking also. Right? If you pull them out of the RSS mindset, they will resist it if they're young. I don't know how old your nephew is. If they're a teenager, they're definitely going to be rebellious. But expose them to other ideas also. There are plenty of good content creators who can get to your nephew if you get to them at a good age. Gaurav says, what is your take on 70 hours work per week? Oh yeah, that Narayan Murthy thing. Notice how Narayan Murthy did not say, Narayan Murthy wanted to say something, but he knew that if he says that thing, he will sound like an absolute dickhole. So he said it this way. He wanted to say, make me more money. Give me more money. Make my company more profitable. But he could not say that. So he said, do it for the nation, which is what everyone does these days. Every asshat opinion is expressed as if it is the great thing for the nation. Hey, mere liye mat karo. Mujhe paise nahi chahiye. Desh ke liye karo. That's what happened. 70-hour work week is an oppressive idea. Narayan Murthy should pay his employees more. Narayan Murthy should take care of their working conditions better instead of doing this garbage. Okay, already read that. Study J says, I understand that casteism is a social issue, so reservation should not be based on income. But according to Marx, people are similar or connected through class under capitalism. So what do you think about it? So there has been some commentary on why class awareness doesn't really work in India unless caste awareness is also brought into the picture. Ambedkar has written about this. I think he's written an entire book about this that I have not read. But if you want to read it, I'll tell you the name of the book. Buddha or Karl Marx? Buddha or Karl Marx? I wonder if you can see it. It's this book here. This book here. Can you see it? This one. Buddha or Karl Marx. So maybe that will... I'm looking to read that book sometime in the future, although it's not on my near in my near future. But I will read more about it. I think the larger point was that in a country without caste divides, class can be a uniting factor. But in India, even within classes, there are subdivisions made by caste. So until those divisions are first eradicated, class awareness is not going to do much good. I think that is the broad point. I may be paraphrasing, but that is the broad point. Anton says, hey Vimo, try playing the old Final Fantasy games. You may like them because you're interested in fantasy and the old games are not that hardware heavy. I will try, Anton. I actually, thank you for reminding me about games. I've been playing this game called Kurukshetra. Wait, I'll show you something funny. I've been playing this game called Kurukshetra. It's called, it's a CCG, it's a card game, and I like card games. I have been playing Legends of Runeterra and Hearthstone, etc. And this one seems to be based on Indian mythology and stuff, and I quite like it. So I played it, and then something weird happened. I played it for one day. I'll show you the leaderboard on that game. Share screen. Yeah, can you see it? Somehow, I appear to have become number one at this game. My there I am. I am at the top. I have 32,619 points. I'm playing as the character Shurpanakha, and it's quite fun. I like card games anyway, but I'm quite liking it. So if you guys want, you can try this game out, and you can let me know. Send me an Instagram message with your user handle or something. I'll add you, and we can play against each other. But it's quite a fun game. Right. Pranav introduced me to it. I mean, I had played a demo version of it some time ago and wasn't very impressed. But they have actually made some improvements. It's quite enjoyable now. Mayank says, what do you think about illusion of free will and idea of having a self? Mayank, that is one question to which I have never been able to give a good answer. So I'll skip it this time also. I know there are philosophers and scientists who say that free will does not exist. I also know that there are people who say that free will does exist. And I have never made up my mind really. My position on this has always been... My position has always been that even if free will does not exist, how does it affect my life? Like, I have to act as if free will exists, right? So, yeah, that's where I am. Taranga. Also, why should a Bihari lady not be able to speak Gadwali or Kumaoni language? This is like people being surprised that I speak Hindi. Yeah, that's also a good point. I think, Taranga, he was talking about fluently as in with a Pahari accent or something. But yeah, it's like, suppose, it's like I'm Odia and then I go, now that Taranga mentions it, I remember it also. I remember going to Chennai and I remember speaking in Hindi and I remember a Bengali person being very surprised that my Hindi was very good because his Hindi was not that good and he came from a metro city. So these things also have a bit of a cultural baggage thing going on. Taranga says, study. So Marxist definition of classes has been complicated in this respect by contemporary Marxists to explain that it is not actually one single homogeneous working class rather than multiple. Rather than multiple something. Ayanav says, funny story, just today I found a comment thread on Instagram where Hindus and Christians were trying to call each other demons and arguing about whose philosophy is more imaginary. Sounds fun. Actually, no, it does not sound fun. Mera pura din comments padhne mein jata hai and I don't want more comments. I hope you had fun. This does sound like fun. I'm going to skip a few comments because we're at a 56-minute mark and I do want to end at exactly 1 hour because my throat is starting to act up. Nai Ranjit says, speaking of books, thanks for recommending Vandana Singh in one of your streams. I got her short story collection, The Woman Who Thought She Was a Planet. And I'm enjoying many stories. Glad to hear that. Vandana is a gem. Anyone who's interested in science fiction, read Vandana Singh. I have a book by her called Ambiguity Machines and Other Stories. But you can read this one also that Ranjit recommends. Mahib says, a guy said to me that consciousness is ongoing field of research, thus you should not comment on it anything, rather talk about only it from agnostic point of view. So what should I reply to him next time? He said, if it's an ongoing field of research, like, what is your friend's position on it? Does he have a position on it? If it's an ongoing field of research, then he should also not say anything about it, right? And if every scientist started saying it's an ongoing field of research, we should stop talking about it, then there will be no scientific literature about it. This is what people do when they don't want to deal with what we already know. What we already know goes against a certain few of their religious beliefs, and they cannot say that we don't know this. So they say, let's just not say anything. I have made a video about how agnosticism is often used as an excuse for ignorance. None of us can claim to be absolutely certain about anything in life, right? But that does not make us agnostic on those things. We have frames of reference. We have different levels of confidence. I cannot be 100% sure that my phone is not a figment of my imagination, right? But I act as if it is real because I have various reasons to think that it is real, and also because it works, right? My belief that my phone is real works. If I act as if my phone is real, I do not face, terrible consequences. I do not suddenly find myself in a position where my phone is immaterial. My phone has proven to be material and real and working throughout my life or for whatever duration of time that I've had my phone. So I have great confidence that it works. Similarly, we may not know everything there is to know about some things in life. But if we have a decent enough understanding, it is okay to say that this is our understanding of it right now. Nobody is saying if tomorrow everything changes, we will still hold on to this view, right? So who is it that will tell you that you should not hold any view and be agnostic about it? The people who don't want you to accept that what we do know is already there. It's just escapism, man. The next time your friend says this, ask your friend what is their position on consciousness and then tell them they should not hold that view because it's an ongoing field of research, you know? Sorry. William says, around 99% jobs in our country are in the private sector. Then why is there such a hue and cry when 0.5% jobs in the country are reserved for historically marginalized groups? Upper caste imagination. Oh, sab le gaye hamara. Hi, hum barbaad ho gaye. Sala, tum log sab kuch leke baithe ho. Kuch log kuch cheeze le jaye to tumko bahut problem hoti hai usse. Laxa says, one, the recent international geopolitical scenarios are worrying and looks like the conscience of masses that should be the driving force for conclusions in such disputes isn't enough, as we are seeing many protests in support of Palestinians in many countries, but still they can't make their politicians to stop this genocide by Israel government. We are living in a critical moment in the human history. This moment has come before. There used to be something called the League of Nations that was created post-World War I. I think I could be wrong here, to keep a watch over international affairs. But the League of Nations did not have any military might. So it didn't work. Later, the United Nations was created and it was given certain military might. The problem is that most of its military might came from one country, which was America, right? And now America is supporting Israel in its genocidal war against Palestine. And the United Nations is being told by Israel that it will not listen to it. So we have been here before. We have been here before. It's sad, but we have been here before. This is who we are. We are pigs. And why pigs are better than us. Taranga says, study J. Marx was a product of his times. He did not know much of the rest of the world as well as Europe. Hence, he did not factor in multiple working classes and the challenges to the solidarity developing. Yeah. He was definitely not aware of caste. Brown Panic says, the fascinating aspect of Brahmanism is that it can operate without a Brahmin. Even a wealthy Dalit can function with the ideology of Brahmanism and oppress a poor Dalit. Yeah, it's a distributed system of discrimination. Yeah, I will treat you with discrimination. But guess what? You can treat that guy with discrimination. See, that's nice, no? Yeah. Right. It is not outdated, just incomplete, and that is why contemporary Marxists have expanded his ideas to factor in many more power hierarchies in society. Taranga, maybe you can recommend a book that Study J.E. can go through with respect to Marxism in India, like Indian scholars having expanded Marxism to explain a lot of the social dynamics that go into the Indian system, the Indian situation, and that complicated and how it can be uncomplicated. मोहिब तुम्हारा सवाल ले चुका हूं बार बार कॉपी पेस्ट मत करो राइट एक घंटा हो गया गाइस मैं आज का लाइव स्ट्रीम खत्म करने जा रहा हूं एक या दो क्वेश्चन और ले लूंगा But before that, I will just remind everyone that if you want to support this channel, I do this every Wednesday and Saturday. On Saturday, I take callers. On Wednesday, I just do this. Or sometimes I have guests, like I did last Wednesday and the Wednesday before that. If you want to support this channel, you can do so by clicking the join button below and becoming a member. You can also support this channel on Patreon at patreon.com/vimo. You can also support this channel on my website at www.vimo.in. Click the support button and make a contribution of any amount of your choice. Or you can send money directly through UPI to vimo@upi. vimoh@upi. पिछले हफ्ते किसी ने गलती से पेमेंट रिक्वेस्ट भेजा था, लाइक समवन वांटेड 1,000 rupees फ्रॉम मी. आई सस्पेक्ट दैट वाज अ मिस्टेक. इट हैपेंस समटाइम्स, बट इट वाज वेरी अम्यूजिंग. वैभव सेज, हाउ कैन एथीइस्ट बी अकाउंटेबल फॉर हिज बिहेवियर टुवर्ड्स वनसेल्फ, फैमिली एंड सोसाइटी, बिकॉज इट्स इजी टू फॉल इन ट्रैप विदाउट गाइडिंग प्रिंसिपल्स. हू सेड एथीइस्ट डोंट हैव गाइडिंग प्रिंसिपल्स? द गाइडिंग प्रिंसिपल्स डोंट हैव टू कम फ्रॉम रिलीजन. आई हैव गाइडिंग प्रिंसिपल्स. एवरीवन हैज गाइडिंग प्रिंसिपल्स. एवरीवन हैज अ सेट ऑफ रूल्स दैट दे विल नॉट फॉलो. Sometimes these are normative guiding principles. Like, मैं फालतू में किसी को मारूंगा नहीं. Most people believe this. मैं लोगों का माल चुरा के भाग नहीं जाऊंगा. Most people believe this. These also take the form of laws. Right? So guiding principles का अभाव नहीं है. To think that just because religion is not there, guiding principles cannot be there, is just thinking that religion is far too important. It's not. You can have guiding principles in life. If nothing else, you will have laws that run your society. Nikhil says, Vimo, your favorite atheist channels on YouTube? Oh, okay, I thought you said channels, because I was going to recommend Mustard. It's a channel about aviation history. Mustard, just Mustard, M-U-S-T-A-R-D. My favorite atheist channels will be, you know, Rationality Rules, Genetically Modified Skeptic, The Atheist Experience. Skeptic Generation has stopped publishing live streams or even videos, but I really liked them. Eric was really a very level-minded voice as far as debates go. Yeah, so those are there. Of course, Science is Dope in India, Pale Blue Thoughts in India, and also Rationable. Sorry. Taranga says, since someone just asked for podcast to understand leftism, apparently Sudipta Mondal has done an interview with Kavita Krishnan for the News Minute podcast called What is Your Ism? There you have it. One podcast recommendation. Shubhankar Roy says, I am rational, but my parents are true Andhbhakt, and when I try to say anything, they just cover their ears, don't know what to do. So here's the thing. I'll recommend this. You say things with various intensities, right? One is just mentioning it, and 10 is completely advocating it. Find out exactly at what point they're closing their ears. Are they closing their ears the moment you mention something, or are they closing their ears after you say it 2-3 times? Find that sweet spot where they don't close their ears, and then just stick there. Do that repeatedly so that something goes in, right? If every time it becomes 10 level ka activism and your parents just close their ears, then it's counterproductive, right? So in order to get the message to them, find the level at which it works and then just stick to that. You are never going to be able to change people overnight. It is going to take time. Maybe you can do a 3, and after 3 becomes normal, you can go to a 4 to see if that works. And if 4 starts working, go to a 5 and do it like that. Asha says, why don't you stream daily as you're a full-time content creator? Asha, I used to, but it took a lot out of me. Also, har roz live stream karne pe topic nahi bachte baat karne ko, right? So I moved it to 2 times a week. Wednesday I take comments, Saturday I talk to people. And also, being a full-time content creator does not mean I post to YouTube every day. I post to Instagram every day, right? I post reels. I post writings, I do question answer sessions on Instagram. If anyone doesn't follow me on Instagram, you can follow me on Instagram. My handle is Vimo, V-I-M-O-H, Instagram.com/Vimo. So Instagram pe daily content aata hai, when I'm not sick, as I have been for the last couple of days. YouTube pe hafte mein 2 baar live stream hota hai. I used to try to do live stream every day or at least 5 days a week. It didn't work. Like, people were not there. हर रोज कौन आएगा. दूसरी बात यह है कि द सेम क्वेश्चन गेट्स आस्क्ड ओवर एंड ओवर एंड ओवर अगेन एंड आई गेट टायर्ड ऑफ आंसरिंग इट. दैट इज व्हाई आई क्रिएटेड द कास्ट कॉन्वर्सेशंस प्लेलिस्ट, बिकॉज द सेम डैम क्वेश्चन, सेम फोर और फाइव क्वेश्चंस अबाउट कास्ट कम एवरी सिंगल टाइम. That's why I stopped doing it every day. I might again do it every day sometime in the future. I don't know. But right now, two times a week seems to be ideal. किसी ने मेरा PC specifications पूछा है. क्यों पूछ रहे हो भैया, रोने लगोगे. No, it's good. It's decent. It's not fit for high quality games, but it's decent. तरंगा says, दूर के ढोल, what? दूर के ढोल सुहावने, the कहावत. दूर के ढोल सुहावने, डिस्टेंट ड्रम्स साउंड स्वीट. इट्स लाइक द ग्रास ऑन द अदर साइड ऑफ द फेंस इज ऑलवेज ग्रीनर. निकोलाय सेज, हेलो मिस्टर विमो, व्हाट इफ वी रिमूव रिलीजन फ्रॉम इक्वेशन फॉर अ व्हाइल एंड ओनली कंसीडर एग्जिस्टेंस अ पॉसिबिलिटी ऑफ अ सुप्रीम बीइंग दैट रन्स यूनिवर्स. व्हाट यू हैव टू से, हाउ विल यू डू दैट इफ रिलीजन डज नॉट एग्जिस्ट. इफ यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट सम काइंड ऑफ डीइज्म, that has also been tried, but it always degenerates into religion. I would love to know more. Absence of evidence is not evidence of absence, by the way. No, it is not. But absence of evidence is also not evidence of presence. Absence of evidence is only proof that there is absence of evidence. Just because I'm not saying there is no evidence, therefore don't believe. I'm saying there is no evidence, so why should I believe? And you can't say just because there is absence of evidence, it does not mean that the thing is not real. I agree. But it also does not mean that the thing is real, right? It doesn't take you anywhere. It's just absence of evidence. There is just a claim with no evidence. Why should anyone believe it? A few more. Okay, let's go to the bottom and see. Let's see, ये क्वेश्चन कहाँ है. ओके, तरंगा ने बुक रेकमेंड किया है, ग्लोबल एरिक ओलिन राइट एंड कास्ट रिलेटेड इन इंडिया. प्रतीक सेज, जस्ट आंसर माई क्वेश्चन प्लीज. आई एम अ लिबरल, आई हैव बैड ओपिनियन ऑन कंजर्वेटिव प्रैक्टिसेस इन दिस सोसाइटी. इवन द रूलिंग पार्टी इज राइट विंग, आर माई थॉट्स मॉरल? कैन अ प्योर लेफ्टिस्ट नेशन सस्टेन? आई थिंक देर आर प्लेंटी ऑफ लेफ्टिस्ट नेशंस इन द वर्ल्ड. यू कैन लुक एट देम एंड सी हाउ दे वर्क, एंड देन यू कैन वंडर इफ दोज सिस्टम्स विल बी एप्लीकेबल इन इंडिया. इट इज हार्ड टू गिव अ वन साइज फिट्स ऑल रिस्पॉन्स. इज इट पॉसिबल फॉर अ लेफ्टिस्ट नेशन टू वर्क? या. Can India work as a leftist nation? I don't know yet. Maybe. India as a rightist nation is definitely not working. That much is clear to see. Anyway, so let that be the end of today's live stream. I will see you next time on Saturday when we will be taking callers. Everyone who wanted to talk, you can come back on Saturday and we will talk more. Until then, please take care of yourselves and have a nice, great rest of the week. See you on the weekend and take care of yourselves. Good night.